We are so blessed in so many ways. Let's focus on today's daily word, faith. With faith, nothing is impossible for me. With gratitude, I use my faith to trust in the good that is always present, even when it has not yet manifested. As I pray with faith, I discern the truth that always endures through even the most difficult circumstances. As I concentrate on harmony and love, all thoughts of lack, limitation, and discord simply dissolve. As I speak with faith, I use positive words to express my belief in myself and others as divine beings. As I act with faith, I access deep, lasting strength and fortitude that help me surmount any challenges. Inspired by my faith, I move forward with confidence. Nothing is impossible for me. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, "Move from here to there." And it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. That's from Matthew 17:20. You know, there are so many wonderful and wise and inspiring nuggets in the scriptures. It's really great. So this year's theme, Perfect Vision 2020, seeing through a spiritual lens. And that's been our guiding light, our guiding perspective as we move into 2020. And I hope that you've had some really great insights into how you might see the world through spiritual eyes as these difficult challenges and times are upon us. This month, we're looking at facing the fear, think it, feel it, believe it, and exploring all of the ways that we can build our own faith in terms of all of the things that are going on in our lives. So this week, I'm having a little fun with this one, swimming upstream. And this idea that whenever we're struggling, it's kind of like we're swimming upstream. And that wouldn't it be nice to be able to just kind of turn around and go with the flow instead? So that's what I'd like to look at today. So are you ready to join me with that? So I'd like to begin with, you are not a salmon. And I'll get into that a little bit more. And then about the idea, the concept, the emotion of love and of fear. And so let's begin with, you are not a salmon. So you probably know this, and if you don't, then I'll tell you about it. Salmon spawn by going up a river to a very high point in the river where they have to actually jump over rapids going in the opposite direction, and then they spawn, they have their babies, and they swim back to the ocean. And for some reason, we as humanity, as individuals, have been taught that somehow struggle is going to give us the birthing of something new. And the thing is that you are not a salmon. I'm not a salmon. We do not have to swim upstream and to get the good in our life. We need to just turn around and go with the flow. And so that's what I mean about you're not a salmon. You don't have to struggle. It doesn't have to be hard. No matter what anybody has told you up to this point, that is not how life is meant to be. Sure, we have all kinds of examples in nature, for instance, of let's say like even a little bird being born where it has to really struggle to break the egg and finally get out. The purpose of that for that bird is that it's strong enough by the time that it's kind of poked its way out that it's able to then survive the next phase of its development. And sure, we've each had challenges. But the thing is that you can choose, rather than swimming upstream like a salmon, you can have your good by just going with the flow instead. So let's explore that a little bit. So it begins with this idea of having the skill of allowing. And I use the word skill really deliberately here because the thing is that we have learned to make things hard. It has been something that we've practiced and we've seen other people do, and we've developed the skill of working hard. And the thing is that now I invite you to develop the skill of allowing. And what does that mean? Like, just say the word allowing. I have goosebumps all over as I say it. There's this sense of almost lightness and freedom in that word, isn't there? So the skill of releasing resistance and allowing the energy that creates worlds to flow through you. Now just imagine that for a second. The energy that creates worlds already is flowing through you. Now, are you willing to allow it to do it deliberately? To ask it to just say, yes, I am an open vessel for this energy, this creativity that creates worlds that some call God, some call spirit, some call life, some call the universe, to flow through you and allow life to be wonderful and easy and peaceful and as challenging as you choose it to be, but from a place of love, rather than from a place of concern and having to work hard. Are you ready for that? So how do you come into vibrational alignment with pure positive energy, which is what spirit is, which is what God is? How do we do that? You know, you hear the saying of, you know, you're getting in your own way. So let's explore how you might get out of your own way and allow the current of love, the current of life, to just bring you along. So you are constantly in the state of becoming you. And what I mean by that is that we started out as that perfect you. The innocent, the happy, the easygoing, the curious, the joyful, the bubbly. And somewhere at around 4 years old, we learn to get serious and to be afraid and to be constricted and restricted, and the rules of life and domestication and all of that started to take hold. And the thing is that there is a part of you that is constantly attempting to go back to that innocence, to that joy, to that freedom, to that sense of just belonging and being loved. And when you have difficult times, like many of us do, and sometimes daily, I want to look at, why do we have such hard times sometimes? So you're just not letting yourself get up to speed with the true you. And what do I mean by that? Do you have feelings of unfulfillment or not enough or dissatisfaction? Those are that the soul part of you, that joyful, loving, peaceful, exuberant, curious part of you that is saying, you know, start to pay attention, because it doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to feel unfulfilled or that you're not enough. Or when you're feeling dissatisfied, it's like your soul is knocking on your forehead going, hello, there is an easier way to be, an easier way to live, an easier way to just experience life. And I know you're saying to me now, I can almost hear you, How do I do that when I'm in the middle of that consternation or whatever it is that's going on? Well, think about this. There is the cycle of life. You started out as an idea in God's mind. And then as your parents came together, you came from that non-physical idea of you into the physical form. And you came here to be the hands and feet and mind of God. So you're already as a young person, before you even can articulate words, you're birthing new thoughts. You know, and you hear about this idea that God is ever expanding good. Well, it's expanding through the expression of each of us, and that each of us carries the opportunity of infinite possibilities. And so you carry the possibility of new thoughts and new ideas. And that when you have those thoughts and those ideas, you're stirring up this thing we call the law of attraction, which means that what you think about starts to come about, starts to show up. And that's why there are so many amazing inventions in the world today, because individuals have been birthing these new thoughts, and then a way to cause that to be has shown up for them, has shown up for you as well. And so you have this eternal nature. You are part of spirit, and yet spirit is so much more than that. And you're giving birth to this expansion that spirit becomes greater and bigger and better as a consequence of you. And as you have those ideas, spirit becomes that. And so that's why when we say God is good, and as a consequence you are good, and that your thoughts create your life, and that as you take action, you get even more thoughts like that. That's why we believe that. But it has to come from a place, and I say this really tenderly to you. It can't just be in your mind. It can't just be words that you say. You need to prove it to yourself. You need to prove to yourself that you are one with this spirit in whatever way that takes for you. And it may be some concepts that I give you, and then you take it out there in the world and attempt to do that yourself and see what happens. Like, for instance, having a positive outlook and knowing that everything's always going to work out for me, and then watching how everything always does work out for you. Or, I need a new idea on how to do this thing, and then allowing it to bubble up and come. And then you can say to me, "And you were right. When I opened up, it showed up for me. It showed up in a way I never expected, but it showed up." So I invite you to move from this intellectual side of you to the part of you that is divine, that has full potential to bring on and bring about absolutely everything, because you are directly connected to that. You are magnificent. Yes, you are. Say that with me. I am magnificent. And when life causes you to become something that you don't let yourself be, then it beats you up. Have you ever heard of the cosmic 2x4? And, you know, those kind of things happen because you're not letting yourself fully express. You're trying to fit into somebody else's mode, or trying to be liked, or whatever it is that you're doing. And there's a part of you that is saying, no, there is so much more. It can be just so much better. And so you bump up against it. Have you been bumping up against something this week, or this year, or in the last decade? And it's because there is this loving, gentle essence that's at the core of you that is saying, you don't have to suffer. That your suffering is you trying to be something that you're not. You're trying to be something for someone else. And how can you relax into being who you truly are? Sometimes it means slowing down enough. Sometimes it means saying to life, saying to the universe, saying to God, I don't know that I know how to do this. Show me, guide me, fill me with ideas, bring into my awareness that which I require so that I can be something that I truly am, instead of trying to fit in to someone else's mold. So have you been paddling very hard against the current? Why not turn and go with the flow? And so there may be an aspect of your life that you just feel determined that if you just push hard enough, if you just do that little bit more, that it's going to happen. Think about the stories you hear of individuals who want to have a child, for instance, and they just can't get pregnant. They're trying so hard and so hard, and nothing is happening. And the moment that they decide, okay, I give up, I'll just adopt instead. And within days, in some cases, they're pregnant. So what's happened there? They have stopped pushing and decided to just let go. And so there are many circumstances in our lives, each of us, and I'm sure you can think of some yourself, where when you finally, we'll use the word surrendered or stopped, it's as though someone let the valve off the pressure cooker. And there was a sense of relief. And as soon as there's a sense of relief, you have opened up the door to something new coming in that is so much better, that is so much more in alignment with who you are. So you're not a salmon. So don't feel lazy if you decide to just relax into it. Everyone I know who wants to amount to anything must work and try hard. That's the same saying that I've heard so often, that you're not going to amount to anything unless you really, really work at it. It's not true. You're not a salmon. And you're not lazy. And to stop and say, Spirit, guide me, to be able to say to someone when they say, so what have you been up to? You can really say, nothing, and feel really good about that. There's nothing wrong with doing nothing, because it's in that nothingness that Spirit has the opportunity to come in and start to guide you. So are you ready to listen? So did you learn some of this stuff from your mother or your father or your grandmother or just the community that you live in, that, you know, it has to be hard, you have to work hard, you have to be tired at the end of the day, you have to just talk about all of your negatives and all of your struggles because that somehow elevates you in someone else's eyes. It's what we all do. We try harder, but how long can you keep it up? I mean, thank goodness most of us have the luxury of growing older. Not everybody does, but I'm speaking for myself here now. And one of the things that has happened in the growing older, and my husband's a great example of that. He turned 70 this year, and he says, you know what? I'm 70 now. I can do whatever I want, and at whatever pace, and whatever amount of energy that I want. And so he was painting the deck this week. And when he was younger, there was this idea that, well, I'm really good, and I can justify my goodness because I painted the deck in 2 hours. Yahoo, yippee, skippy. And the thing is that now it took him a week, and he took a rest in between, and you know, today he looked out and noticed he missed a board, and so next week sometime he's going to do the other board. But I mean, couldn't we do life like that in some of the things that we really push ourselves with? Really sit back and enjoy instead, rather than being so determined to push forward and accomplish something, and just because you started it, you have to absolutely finish it, or finish it in a certain time. Because you can't keep that pressure up for too long. And so I say, what a blessing to be able to be still on this planet and realize that I don't have to work so hard. And I'm saying that to you now, whatever stage of life you're at. Yes, there are certain things, of course, that have timelines. And, you know, I have this crazy analogy, and that is that sometimes you have to do stuff you don't like so that you can then enjoy, right? Like if you want a clean bathroom, you got to take the time and clean the bathroom, but then you get to enjoy it. So yes, there are certain things that have to happen, but it doesn't have to be pushing. You can take your time. So does it have to be till death do you part, or you heard the saying about you've made your bed, now you have to lie in it? None of it is permanent. And so even in relationships, I like to look at relationships like flowers in a summer garden, that some of them are meant to bloom all summer long and into the fall. and others only bloom for one day or 2 days or a couple of weeks, and then the blooms fall off. And relationships, jobs, all kinds of things in our life have a cycle, and some of them are shorter and some of them are longer. And some of our suffering, at least I know with me, has been trying to make something last longer than it was supposed to. And where I knew partway through that it really was over, but I just couldn't let go. Have you had that kind of experience? Or it just doesn't serve. I remember when I was smoking. At the end, I was clearing my throat and coughing more than I was actually smoking, but I was just determined that I was a smoker and I was going to smoke until I decided that no, there is something better for me. That I don't have to do this just because I started smoking. I don't have to smoke forever. I can stop. You don't have to do whatever it is that you think you should continue doing because you made the commitment to somebody, because sometimes it's just over. And that's okay. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to struggle. I remember with the quitting smoking, I was sewing clothes back then like I do now, and I didn't have pockets in anything that I owned. I had to start making things and buying things that had pockets because I used to smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day. And so my hands were busy all the time. And all of a sudden, I had free hands. It was like, what do I do with these dangling things here, you know? And so I'd put my hands in my pocket for the little while as I got over the transition. So think about like a relationship, for instance, and you're no longer with them. You stuck to it because it was easier than to be alone. And yet, there is a struggle when you're first alone to learn how to be with yourself. And that's okay. But stick to it, because there's a part of you that wants to express the joy and the peace and the love that is inside of you. And you deserve to live that way. So whatever is calling in you, allow it to start bubbling up. Have you heard that there are more rewards after you die for those who really try hard? Like, isn't that ridiculous? Think about some of these beautiful pieces of artwork, like Picasso, for instance, or Monet, and that they really weren't appreciated. These were struggling artists in those days, just rubbing nickels together to be able to get the paint and the products to be able to create the creations that they did. They never received the millions and millions of dollars that these paintings are worth today. And the thing is, we don't have to live that reality either. We can live a full and luscious life right now. We don't have to die and be in heaven to experience heaven. It can be right here, right now. Did you know that your life has caused you to have desires? I want you to think about that. Did you know that your life has caused you to have desires? You are an expression of spirit. You're the hands and feet of spirit. And your life is designed for you to have desires. That's how spirit expands. That's how you expand. That's how you have a desire to have something more when you've had the initial desire and you accomplished it. You're not done. Then you want more. It's like if the first restaurant you went to was McDonald's and you thought it was fabulous years back, but then you got dissatisfied with that level and quality of food, and you wanted more. You had a desire for some more variety, perhaps. Well, life is like that. Source within you, has already created what you're asking for. That's actually the invisible thread between your desire and its manifestation. If you desire something, Source already has it ready for you. Isn't that encouraging to know that? So if there's something you're really yearning for, know that it already exists. Instead of being the salmon swimming upstream, you can just relax and say, okay, bring it on. Show me how to open up enough that it'll show up for me. A child asked me this question, why are grown-ups so grumpy? And, you know, I touched on that a little bit, where we become domesticated, and by the age of four, we learn about fear and restrictions and all of those kind of things. Well, what I've discovered is that the longer you live, the more you find to worry about, and that worry is a choice. You'll find things that you don't want. And the more that you shout no, the more you struggle, right? And the more things that you shout no at, the more you're actually swimming upstream. The more you're creating a life of things that you don't want. So your life is like the river. You can't turn it off. The longer you live, the faster it flows. Think about that. And that's that, like you're almost in this current of desire, of experiencing and expressing. And the more that you know and the more that you understand, the faster that kind of energy happens. And I don't mean it in a kind of rushed sort of way, but you really are in the flow of that desire. So why is that? Because every time that you've had an experience, you ask for something more. And every time you ask for something more, spirit becomes it. And it becomes this flow. How does that feel? Does that feel right? Does that seem like that's what's happening for you? And every time that spirit responds to you, that is in the process of becoming. Your life moves faster and faster. Spirit is constantly in communication with you because spirit is right where you are, at the core of your being. It is who you are. It's your nature. So let's say you have a negative attitude that hasn't changed at all. I mean, it's actually taking a much greater toll on you because your life says it can't stand still. I mean, this is that flow of life. It is changing and you feel the resistance as pain or that sort of thing. And so if you're experiencing pain, what have you been negative about? What attitude have you had about something that is holding you back? Because you can let that go. I used to laugh with such great pride when I was in business in my 20s. And I would say to people, I feel like a woman who's swimming across the lake carrying a bag of boulders. Look at me, how strong I am, and all of that. Not realizing that I could let go of that bag of boulders and swim freely instead and pick up more boulders on the other shore. I mean, it was a crazy way of living, but I was justifying the working hard with somehow being a better person. And that carrying all of that load, and it was debt, and it was training people, and it was keeping up with, a really fast schedule. I thought that, you know, look at me. Look how good I am. And if I had it to do again, it would sure be a different pace. And I would sure come from a more of a place of love, loving me and everyone else, and having the time to really connect, which I didn't do back then. So your life is going faster because your desires and you are also refusing to go with the stream. So how? Any negative emotion. That's what disease is, actually. When we have disease in our body, it's because we've allowed some negative feelings and emotions to reside in our body for a long time, and then they manifest as disease. So do you want something you don't believe you can have? Because again, I promise you, if you have a desire for it, then it's going to show up. Now, there's a caveat to that. The thing is that when you have it, how will you feel? So let's say you wish that somebody in your life would behave differently. And that's really what you believe you can't have. They're never going to behave differently. Well, I invite you to go to the place of how will you feel when that conflict isn't there? And then allow that feeling to guide you. And that may mean that that individual changes, But it may mean that you move and are around other people instead. Or something happens that opens up, that gives you that feeling. So I want to just bridge that idea. So let's say you say, I want to win the lottery. And what you're really saying is, I want to be free, I want to feel joyful, I want to have more than enough money to buy whatever I want to be unrestricted. Well, do you recognize that it doesn't have to come from winning the lottery? It can come from many sources. And so if you keep focusing on needing to win the lottery before you can feel good, then it may show up and you don't even notice it. So I invite you to go to how you will feel when you have that thing that you believe you can't have. Not having the thing, but the feeling of having the thing, because that's what opens up. And it's going to show up in a way that you didn't expect, and from someone you didn't expect, or from some direction you didn't expect, but it's going to show up. So do you have a powerless, out of control feeling in a certain situation? It's the same thing. Do you have a belief that says, I can't get what I want? They are all you swimming upstream. Can you see your impossible position? I mean, there's a tug of war going on within you energy-wise that doesn't serve you well. You're saying, I want peace, but then you're still going upstream. And so I invite you to think about that desire that you have and that misinterpreted idea that you can't have it, and go to the feeling of how will it feel when you have it. Because Spirit says yes to you swimming upstream, and Spirit says yes to bringing more of that feeling. So maybe it's joy or just relief, something. Go to that place and conjure up that feeling as often as you can, because that's what will bring it into your life. The good news is, it doesn't matter where you are. At any point, you can turn and go with the flow. You don't even have to turn and go with the flow. You can just let go of the oars and the stream will turn you. I mean, just think about that. If you were in a river and you're paddling, if you just stopped, you don't even have to turn, you'll just start to float. How wonderful would it be to live a life that way? You can't, in your negative state of emotion, suddenly turn your boat around, I know that. And the speed right down to where you'd like to feel good doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it does. But know that just as you let go a little bit, that it starts to feel a little bit better. And then you have a desire to feel a little bit better. And then you get ideas on how to do that, because Spirit is guiding you. And eventually you're going to look back and go, I don't know how I got to this fabulous place, but here I am. I'm content. I mean, Randy was telling the story, my husband Randy was telling the story that he was sitting out on the deck, and again at 70 years old, like how great that he's had the opportunity in his life to experience this. He said, I all of a sudden realized that all this work that I've done to this point spiritually has now shown up. He was in the most contented state that he had ever been in his life. He didn't have any concerns about anything. And yet, I don't think he can articulate when it happened, because it happened in increments. But he recognized it as being fully there. I mean, don't you want to be fully there, just feeling like you're in the lap of luxury? Because you can be, one thought at a time. So all you have to do is stop paddling upstream and the stream will carry you, okay? So how? I just gave you a few ideas. So say this, life is flowing and it's going to be all right. Say that with me. Okay, life is flowing and it's going to be all right. There is an automatic release of resistance and a moving towards improvement. But if you put your boat in the stream with an attitude that I'm not where I should be, then you've automatically turned upstream. So I invite you to just say, it's okay, right now. Okay, life is flowing and it's going to be all right. So you really have only two emotions, love or fear. That's all there is. And either you come from love or you're experiencing an emotion that underneath it is fear. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross said this, there are only two emotions, love and fear. All positive emotions come from love and all negative emotions from fear. From love flows happiness, contentment, peace and joy. From fear comes anger, hate, anxiety and guilt. It's true that there are only two primary emotions, love and fear. But it's more accurate to say that there is only love and fear, for we cannot feel these two emotions together at exactly the same time because they're opposites. If we're in fear, we are not in a place of love. When we're in a place of love, we can't be in a place of fear. So let's look at choices based on love or fear. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to allow the resources of the universe to help me. Which one feels better? I'm going to make this happen, or I'm going to allow the resources of the universe to help me? Of course, the second one. It's not nearly enough money, or there's plenty of money. It may not be right here, right now, but I know there's plenty of money. Or I have a sickness, or I'm going to find a way to heal myself. One is fear, one is love. I'm so scared, or everything always works out for me. Love, I'm so scared, everything always works out for me. So you're not a salmon. You don't have to swim upstream. It doesn't have to be hard. You can make your choices based on love, or you can make your choices based on fear. What's it going to be? Okay, life is flowing and it's going to be all right. So say this with me to conclude this idea. I lean into love and it shows the way, and so it is. And Emilio is going to guide us into really anchoring this thought with this next song. Yes, God, I believe.
Will this day I be a blessing? Will this year be better than the last? Will I calm the voice that hounds me? Discard the demons of the past? Will I step out of my faith now? Live the truth I've come to know? Throw my dreams into the river? Let these four words help them flow. Singing, yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Sing it with me now. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Maybe it's a body that needs healing, a relationship that's warm, or a child that is in trouble. There's a friendship that's been torn, and here's a job that needs new vision, a bank account that needs relief. I don't have to tell you all my problems. I just gotta rest in your belief. Singing, yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Sing it with me now. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, Yes, God, I believe in your goodness. I believe in your grace. I believe that your power is flowing through me in this space. For you've given me guidance, and you gave me desire. And you would not have set this flame in my heart if I could not start a fire. So yes, I believe. God, I believe. Yes, I believe. God, I believe. Sing it with me now. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. One more time. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. One last time. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe. Yes, God, I believe.
So join me now as I really like to focus on prosperity every week. And that's prosperity in every way. Not only money, but abundance in all things. My wholeness, my health, my relationships, my love, all of it. So say this with me. From the love of pure spirit in me, I bless all that I give. It goes forth to heal and bless and prosper. It is evidence of my faith in the good in my life. It does great work in the world, and it returns to me multiplied abundantly. I am prosperous. And now the power of one. Fabulous song.
Life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible. It's never easy when so much is on the line. But you can make a difference. With courage, you can set things right. The gift to dream and make dreams real is yours and mine. The power of one begins with believing. It starts in the heart, then flows through the soul and changes the world. Imagine how life will be when we stand in unity, each of us holds the key to the power of one. Each of us is chosen. There's a mission just for you. Just look inside. You'll be surprised what you can do. The power of one begins with believing. It starts in the heart, then flows through the soul and changes. as the world. Imagine how life would be when we stand in unity. Each of us holds the key to the power of one, and one by one, we can make this world a much better place. The power of one. The key, it's inside of you and me. Each of us holds the key to the power.